We learned about survival kits and science today. I'm a pro at packing now. I won't forget anything.
What's the number one thing you'd have in your survival kit? It's a great day for Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's imagine you're packing a survival kit for an upcoming camping trip. What would you pack? Let's see. Well, you would want some food in there, maybe a compass or a map so you don't get lost, and probably something like matches. It's easy to remember the stuff you need to survive in the woods, but what would you need to put in a spiritual survival kit? In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus said this, "People do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." And now for our story. It's entitled Survival Kit. "We did a fun thing in science today," Hanul told his mom as he packed his suitcase for a weekend with his grandparents. "We had to get into groups and decide which items we would include in our survival kit if we were taking a trip to the moon. Our teacher gave us a list of 20 things, and we had to choose 8 of them for our kit." "Did everyone agree on the same items?" asked Mom. Hanul shook his head. "One boy in my group kept insisting that we take a compass. What good would that do on the moon? It doesn't have a magnetic field like Earth does. And chocolate wasn't even on the list. How could anyone survive without chocolate?" Mom laughed. "You and your chocolate." "There were a lot of foods we couldn't take, so I thought we should take vitamins," Hanul continued. "Otherwise, we might not get all the stuff we need to stay healthy." He added a couple things to his suitcase and closed it. "There, I'm done." "Did you pack pajamas?" asked Mom. "Of course," Hanul answered. "Toothbrush?" Mom wanted to know. "Yep," said Hanul. "Don't forget, Mom, I worked on a survival kit at school today. I'm a pro at packing now." "What about daily nutrition?" Mom asked. Hanul laughed. "I don't need to take any food with me or vitamins. Grandma will make sure I eat well." "I was actually referring to a different kind of nutrition," Mom told him. "You need spiritual food wherever you are, and the Bible is a place to get that. The Holy Spirit uses it to nourish our hearts and remind us of Jesus' love, grace, and promises." Hanul looked at the Bible on his bedside table. "Okay, I'll take it." He picked it up, opened his suitcase, and made room for it. "But even if I didn't take it along, I'm sure Grandpa and Grandma would make sure I got spiritual food. They go to church and talk about Jesus a lot." "Yes, but it's good to read the Bible for yourself, too," Mom smiled. "It probably wasn't on your list at school, but it would also be a good thing to have on the moon." So what about you? Would you include a Bible in a survival kit for the moon? Is it a regular part of your life now? It's easy to remember the food our physical bodies need, but you need spiritual food, too. Feed your mind with spiritual truth by reading the Bible and learning about what it says at church. And then trust God to use it to nourish you spiritually and help you apply what it says to your life. Our key verse is in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 4.
"People do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God."
And our key thought for today, be nourished by God's word. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio to spread the good news of Jesus around the world. Keys for Kids Radio is committed to sharing the truth of the gospel. As Angel shares, our family listens to Keys for Kids Radio every day. The programs encourage us to love and live for Jesus and to build a firm foundation on God's truth. You can partner with Keys for Kids Radio to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and their families. Give today with a $5 monthly donation to help spread the gospel to families around the world. Visit keysforkids.net and click donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.